Think about this. Most English learners can name 100 words for work, travel, or food, yet they freeze completely when someone asks them to describe the room they're sitting in right now. That gap is real, and it matters. The Cambridge Dictionary defines living room as the main room in a home used for social activities, the place where daily life actually happens. And the word for everything inside it? Furniture. Cambridge is clear that furniture is uncountable in English. You never say a furniture. You say some furniture or a piece of furniture. That single grammar rule trips up learners constantly. Now you know it cold. Picture this scene. You're visiting an English-speaking friend's home. They say, "Come sit down. The sofa is really comfortable." You look around and see a long cushioned seat with a back and armrests. That's the sofa. Cambridge Dictionary defines it as a long, soft seat where two or more people can sit. Here's the key idea. In everyday conversation, people also call it a couch. Sofa and couch mean essentially the same thing. Couch is especially common in casual American English. So when someone says, "I fell asleep on the couch," they mean exactly the same piece of furniture. Both words are yours to use. Now, not every seat in a living room is a sofa. The armchair is different. An armchair is a comfortable chair designed for one person, with sides that support your arms. Think of it as the sofa's smaller, solo companion. A regular chair has a back and legs, but often no armrests. It's simpler, more neutral. The armchair signals comfort and relaxation. There's also the recliner, a chair built so the back tilts and a footrest extends. And for vocabulary enthusiasts, a Chesterfield is a specific style of large sofa, traditionally upholstered in leather with deep buttons, a term you might hear in British or Canadian English. For describing what's in the room, remember the structure. There is a sofa for one object. There are two armchairs for more than one. That grammar pattern works for every object in the house. The floor, the walls, and the surfaces matter too. A rug is a soft piece of material covering part of the floor. For example, a decorative rug placed in the center of the room, under the coffee table. A carpet is different. It covers the entire floor from wall to wall, like fitted flooring. The coffee table is the low table that sits in front of the sofa, perfect for a cup of tea or a remote control. Speaking of which, that device you use to change television channels is called the remote control, or simply, the remote. On the walls, you might see a painting, which is a picture someone has painted. Near the fireplace, the opening in the wall built for fire, you'll find the hearth, the floor area around it, and the mantelpiece, the shelf above it. Lighting comes from a lamp, which has a lampshade covering the bulb. A grand ceiling light with multiple arms and glass pieces is a chandelier, and a bookcase or bookshelf is the furniture piece built specifically to hold and organize books. A cabinet is broader. It has compartments, shelves, or drawers for storing or displaying objects. Finally, those soft cushions on the sofa? In a living room context, they're called pillows. The takeaway from everything covered here is straightforward and powerful. You now have the core vocabulary to describe a living room in English. The furniture, the surfaces, the light, and the details. You can say, "There is a rug under the coffee table," or "The lamp is next to the armchair," with real confidence. Remember, sofa and couch are interchangeable, furniture is always uncountable, and the structure, "there is" and "there are," is your best tool for describing any space. Your immediate environment, the room around you right now, is your best practice partner. Look up, look around, and name what you see in English. That habit, repeated daily, is how vocabulary moves from a list you heard into language you actually own.